What have the following three movies got in common? Whiplash, American Sniper, and The Grand Budapest Hotel. Do the three films pass the Bechdel test? The what? The Bechdel test. It's named after the US cartoonist Alison Bechdel. To pass, a movie must have at least two women characters who talk to each other about something other than a man. The answer to that question is that they don't pass the Bechdel test. Now, London is hosting a film festival called the Bechdel Test Fest. My colleague Julian Marshall asked its curator what it means if a film does pass the test.
It's just got two female characters in it, and one can hope that that means that the dynamics of their character and the narratives that they pursue within the film is more dynamic than something like somebody's wife, mother, sister.
In Sweden, it's been introduced alongside certification as a means for customers to decide whether films are worthy of their attention.
Yes, I think it has benefited the film industry because it raises the topic of where are all the women in films? And the fact that barely half of the films that get cinematic releases pass, and you have 2.24 men per one female on screen, it's just a crazy statistic, especially when women make up half, if not more, of the cinema-going audience.
But the Bechdel test is not a guarantee that a film will present interesting female parts for actors, is it?
No, that's absolutely right. But it's interesting to raise the topic and make conversation about it.
Here in Britain, the main opposition Labour Party has pledged a policy of zero tolerance of homophobic bullying in English schools if it wins the general election in May. The party's Shadow Education Secretary, Tristram Hunt, said the persistence of homophobia in schools was partly the legacy of legislation in the 1980s, known as Section 28, which prevented schools from promoting homosexuality. Mr. Hunt said a Labour government would encourage gay and lesbian teachers to declare their sexuality openly in classrooms. So would that be a good idea? Well, here's a sample of opinion from teachers, pupils and experts.
My head said to me, you don't need to tell anyone that you're a lesbian.
I don't think they need to explain the sexuality to people because, you know, it doesn't define who they are like 100%. They can still do their job without telling you their sexuality.